Hello and welcome to another episode of our podcast, Peace Be With You, and to the fourth in a series of episodes called, simply enough, Why Lutheran? I'm Pastor E.B. from Epiphany Lutheran Church in Bastrop, Texas, located on the Colorado River about 30 miles southeast of Austin. You can stop by our virtual home at epiphanybastrop.org. We hope that this series of episodes will help folks, even those among us who aren't sure why we're Lutherans, to become more familiar with Christians who call themselves Lutheran and not the other way around. To prevent misunderstanding the Bible, we must accept the Bible for what it claims to be, namely, the inerrant word of the Lord. It was written around his plan of salvation and centers on Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. We must read what is there in the context in which it was given. We must let the clear passages illuminate the cloudier ones. If passages refer to the nature and or work of the Lord, they may be beyond our ability to completely understand and reconcile. If they discuss earthly things, then they should be comprehensible by the human mind with sufficient study. If we cannot find a clear set of doctrine on some matter, then it is unimportant for salvation. The Lord is a hidden God, but he loves people enough to give them what they need to know for their eternal salvation. My Lutheran Study Bible contains these words and the introduction. The Bible is a book, or more accurately, it is a collection of books. In fact, the word Bible comes from the Greek word biblia, which means books. But reading the Bible isn't like reading a history book, a rule book, or a self-help book of wise sayings. Why not? Because the Bible is also holy. It is the sacred scripture for those who practice both the Jewish and Christian religions. What makes it holy or sacred? It is not holy because we say so. It is holy because God speaks through the Bible. The Bible is also called the Word of God because it is God's word for humankind, and through it, God acts to change lives. Many Lutherans describe the Bible as follows. The canonical scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the written Word of God, inspired by God's Spirit speaking through their authors. They record and announce God's revelation centering in Jesus Christ. Through them, God's Spirit speaks to us to create and sustain Christian faith and fellowship for service in the world. Now, this description means several things. It means that the Bible is God's word, but human beings were inspired by God's Spirit to write the words. The Spirit speaks through the words to create and sustain faith and to encourage people of faith to be active in serving in the world. Finally, Lutheran Christians see the Bible as centering on Jesus Christ and how he reveals God's word for the world. In fact, the Bible itself speaks of the Word who became flesh and lived among us, as the Apostle John wrote in chapter 1 of his Gospel account. Above all, for Christians, the Bible communicates the grace of God in Jesus Christ. By speaking and hearing the words printed in the Bible, Christ is made alive for us. The Bible guides our thinking about matters of faith and life. So Lutherans begin with what the Bible does. Trying to discover who wrote the Bible is important. Exploring the process of how the Bible came to be is useful, but even more important is the way it reveals God's power. Its message can change lives. The difficulty many people have trying to interpret the Bible is that they start with the assumption that the Bible is a collection of writings of varying quality by writers representing the religious thoughts of their time periods. They fail to recognize that the Bible is a highly integrated book, despite the fact that it was written by numerous writers over many centuries. The Bible begins by talking about an incredibly powerful God and ends by talking about the same incredibly powerful God. It begins with a perfect world and it ends with a perfect paradise. It begins with humankind's disastrous fall into sin and it ends with the Lord having completed his rescue of humankind from its sin. Between the beginning and the end is the account of the numerous efforts the Lord has made to bring humankind to its senses and of humanity's total self-centeredness and rebellion against him. The Lord even pictures himself in a parable as a loving, generous, and patient husband trying to deal with an adulterous wife in the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, chapter 16. If the Bible is studied from this perspective, then everything fits together. Because the Bible theme never changes, any proper approach to understanding the Bible must produce the same result, regardless of the generation in which it is studied. It's also essential to recognize the language and cultural barriers that exist in trying to understand the Bible. The Old Testament was written almost entirely in Hebrew, and the New Testament was written in a dialect of Greek. Neither of these languages allows for a word-for-word translation into English, and both languages require understanding word usage and phrase structures within them. Writers in Hebrew develop means of expression and emphasis that are sometimes a challenge to represent in English, and the Jewish writers of the New Testament carried this writing style into portions of their Greek writing as well. It therefore takes cultural and historical study as well as linguistic study to get a comprehensive understanding of any portion of the Bible. People who try to establish their theology using an English Bible translation will sometimes base their doctrines on translation artifacts rather than the real meaning of the biblical text. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 in the New Testament tell us that all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. When people try to understand any book, they will make little progress if they start with the assumption that the author's writing is haphazard and illogical. Suppose the assumption that the Bible can be understood with sufficient study is false and requires a specially gifted guru to understand the Bible. If this were the case, then the source of teaching in the church would be the words of the guru, not the words of the Bible, because one would never know if the guru was telling the truth or not. Without the assumptions that the Bible is the inerrant word of God and that it can be understood through faithful study, there is no firm standard that endures from generation to generation. Instead, the Bible becomes a book with no real meaning at all. It becomes merely a crutch to support what people want to believe, a means to convince themselves that they really are good and God-pleasing people. Many who scoff at religion use the continually changing standards of interpretation used by some church bodies to make the charge that all religion is really man-made and not God-given. And if it is man-made, then it is subject to change for the benefit of humankind. The changes that many churches have made in their teachings in recent years, such as in their views on sexual behavior and abortion, are a direct result of trying to interpret the Bible by external standards of their own creation. Meddling with the meaning of Scripture has been going on for a long time, producing less truth and more division within the Christian church. As an example of this, we'll look at a Lutheran understanding of one of the most misunderstood books in all of the Bible in the next episode, Revelation. This episode is part of our Peace Be With You podcast, brought to you by Epiphany Lutheran Church in Bastrop, Texas. To find out more about us, please visit us online at epiphanybastrop.org. You can reach us by email at peacebewithyoupodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Pastor EB saying so long, and peace be with you.